In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, Christ is risen. My beloved, this is a wonderful, wonderful greeting that we have all the way up to ascension of the Lord into heaven. Of course, there was a Saint Seraphim Sarovsky that used to greet everybody all year round like this. Christ is risen, my beloved. My beloved, today we are celebrating the uncovering, third uncovering of the head of the John the Baptist, the Baptist of the Lord, a great prophet, as the Lord had called him. He said that he was the greatest person ever born from a married woman, and because not only he was foretelling and told the people about the Messiah, pointing out to him, saying that here is the Agnes Bori, which is the host that has come here to save us, my beloved. And the Lord has spoken about him when the disciples said that he was put in jail. They spoke about him that he is the greatest on this earth out of the prophets. He baptized him. The Lord didn't need the baptism, but he baptized, he cleansed the water, and the water is connected with each other all over the world. You know, it evaporates, it goes up in the sky, and then comes down as a rain, and it touches every place in the water. It is always cleansed. It has been cleansed by the Lord, by the Lord's baptism, which the Saint John the Baptist had done. My beloved, the Lord is teaching us something. He is teaching us through his greatest prophet, as he called him himself, that he had to go because he spoke the truth, and because he had reprimanded Herod for marrying his brother's wife. And he said that it was wrong for him to do that. And she started to hate him so much that she wanted to kill him. But Herod didn't want to do it. But he did put him into jail. And what happened is one time when he had celebrated his birthday, the daughter of his unlawful wife had danced in such a way that it pleased him and all the people that were there so much that he was in ecstasy, and he had told her, "You ask me anything you want, I'll give it to you, even if it need to be, I swear, even to up to half of my kingdom." And she didn't know what to say. She went to her mother and she says, "What do I ask?" And then the mother says, "Ask for the head of the John the Baptist," because she hated him so much. And she went back and she told him that, and he was sad and he didn't really want to do it, but because he gave the oath before all the people there, he had ordered his head to be chopped off, and the head was brought in and it was given to the daughter. The daughter brought it on the platter right into the celebration hall, and as she brought it in, there is a tradition say that Saint John the Baptist has spoken right from the head, and again reprimanded Herod for what he has done, and then all the celebration obviously ceased. They were shocked from all that, but she took the head and brought it to the mother, and the mother, probably Saint John was still speaking, but the daughter told him that he still spoke, and she took him. Not nails, sewing thing and pinned his tongue and because he had so much hatred, he didn't want to hear anything from him, and then threw the head into a bad place so nobody will find it. But the Lord had uncovered it first time, then the second time, and this third time Saint John himself revealed his whereabouts, and this time already it was put in a silver vessel. It was kept hidden, and it was brought. There was great celebration in the city then when it was returned, and then they have seen miracles and miracles happening after, from the head of Saint John. Saint John was performing the miracles through the grace of God, and to keep on building up the faith. And so let's ask Saint John to build up our faith, so that we will have more and more faith and love for the Lord. And so we'll go on the road that he went, and the Saint John and all these heavenly dwellers, so that we'll be able to reach and be at peace. But how do we do that? Well, there's one condition that the Lord had taught us, and the Lord had told us, be you meek and humble, and you shall find rest for your hearts, for yourself. And so this is what we have to try to attain, the meekness and the humility. That means we should be able to accept and take any kind of alignment, any kind of a belittlement, any kind of thing, not looking to be rulers, not looking to hold on to to having the head place of something, but to just look to please the Lord, look to fulfill his commandments, to prove to him our love. And this is what it's all about. Then may Saint John, the prophet and forerunner of the Lord, who had shown us the great love for the Lord, has become actually also a martyr, because he just sat in the jail for the, and then he was beheaded because he professed the truth about the Lord. So he died for the Lord Jesus Christ, and may he give us the wisdom and help us to lead us to the Messiah, as he had led his two disciples and told them. He said, go and verify. But of course it wasn't that. He wanted them to meet him so that their hearts would cling to the Lord, which they have done. It was one of them was Apostle Andre, who was one of the apostles that actually reached Kiev, where Kiev is now, there, and put a cross on there, and he foretold that there will be a great city here with lots of faithful people. My beloved, we have to realize that our life here on this earth is very short run, and that let's not put in so much emphasis on this life. Let's put all our effort into trying to clean up our act and our heart, so that our heart is going to be having first place in our heart, that it will be given to the Lord, that to fulfill the Lord's command, which he said in the scripture, son, give me your heart. That's what the Lord wants. He wants our hearts to make his abode in us. This is the most dearest to him. That's why he came on this world. And let us have the joy, and we are still, according to the tradition, we can continue to greet each other with saying, Christ is risen, and answering, truly is risen. May God give us all that joy to be able to do that, not only until ascension, but continue to do it in our heart all year round, like Saint Seraphim had done, to remember that Christ has risen and he is going to resurrect us. Amen.